It appears BC Premier David Eby is not writing all of his own jokes. The BC Conservatives revealed on Tuesday, September 16, that Eby pays a comedian to write jokes for him with a government contract worth up to $150,000. Comedian Charles Demers is retained at a rate of $165 per hour, for a maximum initial spend of up to $150,000. The contract is valid from February 6, 2025, to January 31, 2027, with the option for the government to extend for two additional one-year terms. Eby told reporters on Tuesday morning that Demers has so far only been paid $14,000 and is part of a speechwriting team he relies on. "Today, for example, I'm delivering five speeches," Eby said. "I would love to be able to write my own speeches the way that I used to, but I do need support to be able to respond to each event that I go to. Speechwriters are a necessary part of the job." Demers is a Vancouver-based stand-up comedian who has been nominated for a Juno Award and BC Book Prize. He regularly appears on the CBC radio program The Debaters, and was in the Netflix series Beat Bugs and The Last Kids on Earth. He also spoke at Eby's swearing-in ceremony in 2022. Finance critic Peter Milobar pointed the contract out in a news release that criticized the spending in light of the expanding provincial deficit. On Monday, it was announced that this fiscal year's deficit is projected to hit almost $11.6 billion. Milobar's release put the contract's value at up to $450,000, assuming the extensions would be worth the same amount as the initial spend. If the premier wants to find something to cut, he can start with his $450,000 comedy contract, Milobar said in the release. "In the middle of the largest deficit in BC's history, this is not only tone-deaf, it's offensive to every taxpayer." Milobar pointed to the deficit, rising debt servicing costs, delays in hospital construction and high youth unemployment as areas more worthy of government spending than writing checks for comedy gigs. Eby defended the contract, arguing that the actual spend of $14,000 is not large in the context of overall government communications costs. "In this case, $14,000 for a speechwriter is not quite as sensational as the headline that the Conservatives are using," he said.